to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Yo, you guys don't believe who's a chiller now?
Who?
Who?
Yo, take a guess.
Who?
Johann Rupert. Does he want to buy us some steak? Who's a chiller?
If anything, I feel like he owns part of this podcast.
We just don't know.
We just don't know.
Somehow, man.
Probably owns these mics.
Something.
Hey. Must speak to David Mashavela.
Hey, you must, hey? No. We don't know.
My mother.
Your mom?
Yeah.
She's always been a chiller.
No, now she's a super, super chiller.
Wait, for real?
She's like, she doesn't like the celebrity interviews. She looks forward to the Monday episode. And like every Monday, 3 p.m., she's waiting there.
Wow.
She loves you, Saul.
Wow. Love you too. Funny. Mama, I love you too, mama.
She says, I must take care of you, ghost lady, because you've been with me from the beginning.
Okay.
And yeah, man, it's crazy.
Wow.
That's beautiful, man.
But it's going to end in tears. I know my mother.
Yeah, come until on. You say something.
I think you've said some crazy things. Even when you're talking to her on the phone, really, I don't think anything can surprise her, bro.
No, but she's like a control freak. So I think she's going to end up being like the executive producer.
Oh, we don't
know. Oh yeah.
Because already she was shitting on us on how we do live reads. She's like, I know you guys must do live reads differently. You must be different.
Oh.
You must there's live reads?
We do live reads? Which ones?
Which one?
Like, for example, all right, here's a live read, right?
Okay. Please do it according to how your mom would like it.
Yeah.
This is how I normally do it.
Okay.
And this is the way she doesn't like it.
All right.
Okay.
For example, today's episode is brought to you by iShall Brand, which is a local brand that prides itself in encouraging self-awareness, self-affirmation, and self-manifestation.
Mm.
So we are wearing iShall Brand.
iShall Brand.
Check out the merchandise on iShall_brand on Insta, Facebook, iShall Brand. Their website is www.ishall.co.za. You can WhatsApp for orders on 076-374-0431.
Nice.
So she doesn't like that.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you got training from the best live readers in the country at Prime Media 947.
Who the fuck is she?
That's all. Exactly, right?
No. Okay, so how would Mama like it, please?
Yeah, she said we must like have fun with it, do it differently. I'm like, okay, Ma, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I see a problem.
Yeah.
Hey. But anyway, thanks for the support. Eh?
Thank you.
Because it's the first time she's ever like supported anything I do. She never listened to my radio shows, never attended one gig, nothing.
But that's generally family. To them, you're just, you know, Makai Funzo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't really follow everything you do. They love what you do, but they might not be fans, and it's not because of any other reason. It's because they just can't see you outside of the light of you just being a family member.
That's
or her
true.
Son.
And your dad, did we convert him? Is he a chiller after we called him?
No, he tried. Obviously, I did tell him, like, so I was like, no, it's something, it ended, doesn't happen every week.
Oh, you didn't force him
to
be a chiller?
No.
You didn't put a starter gun to his head.
I'm trying to hide this from my family, guys. The person who kind of knows is my mom. Like, there's this podcast and there's something, but yeah, she doesn't try to.
And you're a ghost. You can get away with murder.
I can get away with stuff.
She's probably going to say, your dreadlocks are looking dirty. What are you wearing?
You should get a haircut.
You get a haircut. You look different.
No, just combed. Just combed.
Yes.
Puff did. Saul combs. I just combed, bro. That's it.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a podcast engine. We are back, coming at you live from Mashabela Studios.
Yes.
If you want to use the studios, just email podcast@mashabela.co.za. Last week we announced the Amapiano Awards.
Oh, yes.
My phone was ringing.
Dude.
So many people were calling me like, what are these awards? Who owns them? I'm like, who cares?
My police tweeted, who's in charge of these awards?
Yeah.
Angelic, I think, said fuck the awards. Yeah. She tweeted, Oaks are not happy. Someone inboxed me on Insta, one of the chillers, just can't find his message. It's like, Saul, there's an evil force that has infiltrated the podcast. These awards, they are shady. You guys must distance yourself from them. They're trying to crumble the podcast from inside.
Yo.
You've been infiltrated. Please watch out. I was like, dude. The conspiracy theories. Come on, it's just crazy. Awards. And no one is ever happy about awards, generally.
Yeah, it's polarizing.
Yes, generally, because someone has to be left out. Mm. There's a certain number of nominees every category, and it's constant throughout. Some people will be left out, and hearts will be broken. Mm. It's the nature of awards.
And it's not our awards. We're just doing our job.
Exactly.
It's not our awards. No, no, no.
They're just talking about it.
They said promote the awards. We're like, all right, clean.
That's it.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. I mean, we promote Know Your Cash. We promote everything. We promote brands. We promote anyone who wants us to promote them.
We're actually announcing at the Summers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're announcing an award at the Summers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Does that mean we own the Summers?
No.
No.
Even the nominees, it was we literally received a paper, right?
Yeah.
And that's where we're reading from. Like,
yeah, we didn't pick anything.
No.
Let's call Qness. He's the head of communications at these Amapiano.
Oh, DJ Qness.
Yeah.
Fuga Munamati, right?
Fuga, I love that song.
Munamati. I think it's a classic, that song.
Dude. Did you hear the Kulo, the song remix?
Uh-uh.
Of Fuga Munamati?
No.
Oh.
It was on my album.
You had an album?
Yeah, with Soul Candy. It was on my album.
Which one is this?
How old were you when you found out Metz had an album? I was this moment old.
Yeah, I was today old.
Yo, Qness, what's going on?
Hey, how's it, bro?
Hey, when I was fucking king anyway, now, boy. People want our heads, bro.
Yay.
What are you guys talking about? What's the problem?
No, people think we own these awards. People think we came up with the nominees.
Dude.
And they want our heads, bro.
Do we not own them?
No, we don't,
no,
bro.
We
what are you saying?
Nah, I'm just joking, guys. How's it, guys?
We're great,
we
man. So tell us, everybody wants to know, who are the founders of these awards? Like, how do they come about?
It was founded by a governing body made up of professionals in the music industry. And
he's got his PR voice on, man. His serious PR voice.
This is PR. And we have a CEO. His name is Vusisilora. And I'm the head of communications.
And what criteria was used to nominate the artist?
Yeah.
So I think this is a big one, because a lot of people have been asking this question, right, in terms of what is the criteria. The criteria is based on, firstly, there's a period. It's the past year. It's January 2020 to March 2021. You know, I think the biggest problem we have is that Amapiano has grown so much. It's such a big thing, it's such a big genre, but there hasn't been a dedicated awards show. So now you go back to 2017 and you think, wow, 2017, 2018, 2019, especially 2019, it was a big Amapiano year.
Yeah,
you had so many Amapiano hits that broke out, you had so many producers that came out, but because the mistake that was made was there was no awards show, those people never got to be rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
That is the mistake. And that is the mistake that we are trying to create. That is the mistake that needs to be corrected now.
Mm-hmm.
Because imagine if we go for the next 10 years without an Amapiano Awards show, will that then it comes 10 years from now, that's 2031. Is that awards show going to be able to reward people that made moves in 2020, 2021? No, because the time period is too long.
Mm.
So this awards show is based on the past year. And so you might find we have favorite artists as people. Oh my God, I have a favorite artist. Why isn't he nominated? Oh, maybe his hit came out in 2019.
Mm.
Now, unfortunately, his hit came out in 2019. We it is wrong that there was no awards show in 2019.
Mm.
or 2018 or 2020 to award these young people, because they've deserved this recognition for the past 5 years and no one has given it to them.
Yeah.
So we can't fix that. We can't fix that. We'd love to, I know, but it's impossible. So we are starting from here and we're saying from here onwards, guys, we now have an AMA Piano Awards show. If you're a piano artist and you are working, I promise you, you'll get your recognition, because now we have something we can lean on.
Yeah.
You understand?
And what is the Friends of AMA Piano?
Friends of AMA Piano is a category that rewards artists that are not necessarily originally AMA Piano acts, but they have contributed to the genre.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, because if you look at Uncle Vinny, yes, he's not a producer, but his dance, like, you know, it was viral. It had a huge impact.
That's another point I want to raise, guys. How are we ignoring the people that danced? Remember, the first thing you need to understand is that this criteria is based on January 2020 to March 2021. You can't ignore what some of these people have done within that period. They've danced to songs have gone viral, songs have gone to 1 million views on TikTok. How do you ignore that? That's a huge contribution to the culture.
Yeah.
As AMA Piano, we can't ignore what TikTok is doing for the culture.
Yeah.
TikTok is going a long way for the culture. Instagram Reels are going a long way for the culture. Social media, basically. And it's just a random kid from Soweto who will come out, he loves this piano song, he starts dancing to it, and then he dances to it, and it goes viral. So how do you ignore that? It has contributed to the culture. So that's what this is about. It's not saying the other dancer is not as good. It's just saying between this period and looking at what the contribution, okay, this person has contributed, that one has contributed, it's not discrediting anyone. So we need to correct the wrong of why wasn't there an AMA Piano Awards to reward these young artists in 2018 and 2019. That was wrong. Why wasn't it done?
And
we are here to correct that. We're trying to correct that.
And I saw that the private school AMA Piano guys were coming for you, saying that you guys are not giving them a lot of love. You know, guys like Calvin Momone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, were not nominated and stuff like that.
On the Monday that you guys announced the awards, we already had made plans and we had already announced that we're going to introduce a special category called Best Private School AMA Piano, which we're going to announce the nominees for. So that is something that we already had in our plans. And when people came out, we had already known that we have plans for this category. It was just going to be announced at a later stage. You understand? So we know about that. And I want to raise a very important point, guys. I want you guys to name one AMA Piano artist who has been entrusted with 2 million rands by any corporate in this country as a endorsement. Name one. I just want one. Name that one. I'll give you 5,000 rands. I feel like being generous today. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Which one is this one?
I want one artist for me, guys. So, my man, I'm listening.
Yeah, yeah. You said
name the artist. Do you know
wouldn't know.
All right, let me take you guys somewhere. Let's go to GOM. I was there at the inception of GOM. I was working behind the scenes with Babes Odumo. When I met Babes, she was getting booked for, I don't know, a couple of thousand rands.
Mm.
In 3 months, she was getting booked for 100,000 rands.
Sure.
For 15 minutes, right?
Mm.
Now, how many piano artists get booked for 100,000 rands by any promoter?
Mm.
Are you saying these people don't deserve to be paid that much?
Mm.
Go to the streets. Everyone is playing a piano song.
Mm.
Go to TV. TV stations are monetizing from this genre. Corporates are monetizing from this genre, but they don't want to put money back into these kids.
Mm.
These young people deserve it.
So GOM,
I'm not mentioning anyone. I didn't hear you, by the way. What did you say? Okay, cool. Listen, GOM, we had artists that were, several artists that were endorsed by corporates, given 2 million for one artist. Hip-hop, several artists being given 1.5 million. House, I mean, I'm a deep house DJ. So many of the DJs got endorsements, 1 million, 500,000, but you can't even name one piano artist who's been trusted by the corporates. What, you guys don't trust us piano people? Is that what the corporates are saying? We can't be trusted. You can't give us 1 million. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve 500,000. This genre is being played in New York, in Europe, Africa. Nigerians are jumping on the amapiano wave right now.
Yeah.
The awards are not an award show. They are not a list of nominees. They are a revolution. This is a cultural shift. We're changing the culture. We're saying we need you guys to understand that if we don't do this, this genre is not going to grow. Mm. It's not going to get anywhere. So it's not, I understand. You may not like how it's done. You may not like the criteria. You may not like who was nominated or who wasn't nominated. But the bigger picture is we now have something for amapiano. These kids can get recognized. These kids can get somewhere. And that's all we are focusing on. Everything else, guys, we will grow. We will get better. We will do bigger things. But corporates, let's start investing in these kids.
Yeah.
Trust Kamutela, give her 2 million. She deserves it. Look how hard she's working. You understand? Mm. That's just an example, by the way. I'm just saying corporates, everyone, the whole industry needs to start recognizing amapiano.
Yeah.
It's done so much. And in saying that, I will go back to what I've said previously. Hip-hop is not an original South African genre. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah, you're correct.
House is not an original South African genre. I mean, I used to be a house DJ. It's not an original genre. The last genre, original genre we had was Kwaito. That was 1994, after independence, when kids took to the streets and decided, yeah, we are free. We're making our own sound. Mm-hmm. And Kwaito was born. Yeah. Then Gom came. I feel like it's a cross between, we can almost say it's original. I think it's original because there was no GOM anywhere else in the world. So it is original. Mm. South Africa created GOM. Now we have amapiano, which is totally original. You want amapiano, you can't find it anywhere in the world. You can only find it in South Africa. So why are we not trusting our own sound? We were able to trust hip-hop. Mm. Alcohol brands were able to put money into hip-hop, endorse artists, give them millions, put names on the bottles. Why isn't there a bottle with an amapiano artist name on it?
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. Yeah, Kunis, Sol has one question he wants to ask you.
I'm just curious. You had said that the nominees are judged based on their work from January 2020 to January this year. However, Samthing Soweto is nominated. Come again?
To March,
right? But I saw Samthing Soweto is nominated, and he dropped his album in 2019. Mm. It's Pity Pity. So how does that work?
But then again, he was featured on Scorpion Kings by Kabza and Maphorisa, which was dropped in January 2020, and that album has Mthimbini.
Oh, I see. So he's featured work. Okay.
So I think people should look at the list, look at your artists, look at your criteria. And another thing that we've had is instances where if you look at the original post that came out, that had the names. Those were the main artists. I'm sure you guys know, in a piano song, you will have 6-7 artists. Mm. But the song belongs to 2 artists. The 5 are featured.
Yeah. Mm.
So on the poster, it was the main artist. A featured artist wouldn't be written because they featured on the song. Mm. You understand? So then people say, but why is this person not nominated? No, he's nominated. It's just that that list writes the main artist. That person is a feature. So they were not written on that list because that list wrote the main artist because there are so many artists in amapiano.
Okay.
Each song will have 7 people. You understand what I mean?
Yeah. All right.
So this is all that little details that people need to pay attention to. And you'll find most of the people that we're mentioning, but I can't see my favorite. You'll find that, the favorite is there, but he was just appearing as a featured artist on this big song. You understand?
All right, Kunis, appreciate it, man. So if I'm listening right now, I got some questions. Where can I hit you guys up? Like, is there a website, social media? Where you at?
Yeah. We have social media. It's official SAPA, official _SAPA on Twitter, on Instagram. We have a website, www.smabianoawards.com. And there's an email there, the way info email, communications email, everything is all there. Just check it out there. Ask your questions and let's grow this industry. This thing is just about growth. It's not about anything else. We need to grow because there are genres that have come up and then kind of like died down because we didn't nurture them. So we need to nurture amapiano because it's an original South African genre. Everything else, guys, let's work together. Let's figure it out as we go by and we will grow our industry.
100%. Couldn't have said it better. Thank you so much. Cuteness. Oh. So yes, it's on record. We do not own the Amapiano Awards.
Yes.
If we did, Kuzeni would be nominated for Song of the Year.
And it wins.
Artist of the Year.
Everything.
Everything. You're getting boy. But yeah, shout out to them, man. I'm just glad to be a part of the journey. It's exciting, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Exciting times, bro.
Yeah. Who do you think should have been on the list? Because I remember watching the show. I'm like, actually, yeah, why isn't Angelic there?
Angelic, bro. Yeah, it was Angelic. Demtura is there, ne?
Yeah.
Angelic.
Yeah, Angelic.
I think Angelic, yeah, I mean...
He's got hits for days.
Hits for days.
So what, is he a feature? Was he always featured?
Yeah, he was featured on Leashona, which is a smash hit.
Okay, so he's like feature number 7 or feature number 5, which was not
mentioned.
And
he's also on Scorpion Kings, isn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Hey, Mama Tula.
No, that's last year. That's last year.
Yeah, but it qualifies.
But it qualifies.
Mm. You know, so I think he definitely was overlooked.
Yeah. Anyway, did you see the president's phone got tapped?
Hey. The president's phone.
Did you know? President Cyril Ramaphosa's smartphone has been hacked. Mm. Not the
iPad. What's up with this president and his devices?
Oh, yes.
It's been hacked by an Israel spyware firm and is among 14 heads of state who have their phone numbers hacked. Crazy.
So what does this mean? Someone is monitoring their use. They are listening in on their calls.
Pretty much. How hectic is that?
Yeah. What would you do if you hacked Cyril's phone?
Yo, Cyril's phone. Damn, bro. What would I do?
You know what I would do?
What?
Yeah. I'd send Johan Rupert an SMS and say, please send the money to this account. And put my account. Danko.
Double danko.
For the millies that are about to come in.
You know?
Shit, man. Imagine hacking the president's phone.
Yeah. But it's probably boring. I mean, I don't think the guy's got any interesting things on his phone. He's
no sex tape.
No sex tape. No, I mean, the browser history is boring as hell.
Yeah.
Ah, come on. I think it's boring, man.
Nah.
Did you see the interview between Julius and Cesar Lomo?
No, ooh. I saw a trend. Fuck, I knew it happened.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, fuck. Caesar's so good.
Caesar's good, yeah.
Yo.
He's good.
The last time I watched a good interview like that was probably on the podcast.
Why doesn't he come through, man, Julius? Anyway.
We've been trying to get him,
yes,
man. Yeah, it's just about time with him.
Timing, right?
Yeah, because you know he's a busy guy.
But you enjoyed that
interview. Yeah, fuck, Caesar's amazing, bro.
Yeah, nah, ooh. Caesar's
he broke it down like in layman's terms. Like, you know me, I don't understand politics.
Yeah.
But the way he was asking the questions.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah. It's like he was making it easy for just an average Joe to understand.
That's what I like about Caesar. I remember he once interviewed, it was more of a round table talk with the late Mama Winnie. Same thing he does, you know, just a simple person. You'll fail dismally if you try to step up to the politicians and speak at their level, right? Just speak to them normally, and he's good at doing that.
Yeah.
And what did you learn about, like, Julius from that interview?
I learned the guy's very smart.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think people take it for granted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, he is smart.
Yeah, the guy's a genius. He's
so smart. Did he sway you? Now you're are you a fighter?
Ah, fuck, I don't care about politics. <anymore. laughs> And what did you think about Rupert owning everything?
Ooh, that guy. Oh, but I mean, we've always known. I don't know why people are surprised. The guy owns even Macheu, bro.
Yo, that hurt me.
Yo.
Not Macheu.
Not
Savannah, boy.
Yo, it's Savannah, guys. I saw that. I was like, no.
But
way.
A lot of these, it's like minus, you know, shares, like holdings in all these big companies that produce all these things. But still, you know?
Even
but
YFM,
pure capitalist.
Everything. It's
Sabido,
just like,
yes. Oh. And some companies that have a holding over the YFM and ETV, that group owns a bit of that.
Isn't Wakhalik who owns YFM?
Wakhalik?
Mm.
Who's Khalik?
Head of ETV something.
Yeah, but
for Kenton.
Oh yeah, yes, but then the Ruperts somehow have shareholding.
Yo.
They have a shareholding. Even like the company that owns Kaya, even though most of it is, what's this? Kagiso Media.
Kagiso Media.
Yes, but Kagiso now they've got some shares. It's just a shareholding. Yo. It may not be a controlling stake, but yeah.
It's like everything in your cupboard, in your kitchen.
Every bloody company. Even you guys.
Bread.
He owns
even bread.
Even bread.
Yes, even bread. If that guy decides that I'm wiping out the black race, it's simple. Bring the macheo here. Bring the bread here. Yo. What else? You know? Just put stuff
Contaminate.
Contaminate. That's it. Wipe.
Yo. Out.
But if you look at the way he's making money, it's a bit archaic. Because right now, you could own one brand that could be equivalent to how much money he earns. And he owns like everything. So for example, like Rihanna owns Fenty and she's made billions just from that brand alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no one men should have all that power.
It's crazy. Exactly. Like when you just look at the list, it's like, yo, everything, my life right now. Yo, banks.
It got
everything.
me to I want to play a game with you guys, right? Yeah. I want to tell you brands that I'm gonna tell you brands and tell me if you think it's South African or not.
Oh, okay.
These are brands that are very you relate them to black people.
Like okay.
Black people love these brands.
Okay.
So tell me if you think it's South African or not.
Okay.
First one, Black Label. South African or not?
Not. I think it's Canadian.
Is it? Oh, I thought it was South African.
You thought it was South African?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, it's Canadian.
Canadian, yeah. Yes. Black Label's Canadian.
Inkomazi? Who owns Inkomazi?
Inkomazi.
South African.
Inkomazi, yo.
South African.
Ah, bro, I mean, Inkomazi. Ah, it's South African.
It's just
man.
Milk. It's sour milk.
Danone.
And?
Yeah, Danone owns both Inkomazi, but.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Danone is
South African, right?
Yeah, it's South African.
Ah, okay. So, okay. Yes.
Milo?
Ah, not South African.
Yeah, not South African.
Nestle.
Not South African.
Yeah. Nestle owns it.
Definitely.
Aromat,
not South African.
Ghost Lady?
It is South African.
It's
Aromat.
Owned by Unilever.
And is Unilever?
Unilever is not South African. No.
I don't think so.
Unilever is not South African. Unilever. But you see, some of these brands like are South African and then a Unilever or a big company conglomerate will come and buy them.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Isn't Unilever
British company, yeah?
British.
Yeah. Unilever is a British company. I had a friend who wanted to start his own Aramet. I'm like, fuck, that's genius, bro.
Mm.
Yeah?
Every black person uses Aramet.
Aramet is amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I love Aramet, bro.
At some point, I was trying to stay away from Aramet, but I'm back.
Why?
No, because of GMO and all of these things, you know.
It's not good for you, though.
Yeah, MSG
nothing that tastes
in these products, yeah.
Hey, speaking about GMO, I was so shocked to find that, because I buy my fruit from Woolies, because I thought they were the best.
Yeah.
It turns out they're GMO.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
There's still specific foods that you'd have to know your foods, like you see MSG, GMO, then you go to categories where they say it does not consist of GMO.
Yeah, well, they say organic.
Like it's vegan, it's organic.
Because the grapes don't have seeds.
Yes, definitely those are GMO.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, what is a GMO, Veli?
Genetically modified.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
So they cooked it in the lab?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know Woolworth's food comes from Israel?
For real?
Yes. Mark, so they've got like literally like just warehouse, like these huge warehouses where they hence you'd find watermelon anytime or all the fruits that you'll normally not get at some shops, but you find them at Woolworths
even though they're off season,
they're
right?
They're off season. Yeah.
So those grapes I've been eating, what are they're not grapes?
Yeah, they've just been literally like from the lab.
They are grapes, but I think they are cultivated or grown in a controlled environment.
Yeah.
And they add
grapes with no seeds.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why a fruit must consist of a seed. That's a true fruit.
Yes. Yeah.
Anything that is seedless, you must know. It's delicious as fuck, but you must know.
It doesn't taste the same anymore. I'm like, hey, this thing is fake. Doesn't taste the same. I wish I didn't know that, bro.
It's so fine.
It's so fine. No, I knew it long time ago, but I'm back. I still have
but
your
But they still tasty,
grapes.
Dog.
Yeah.
Fake or not, it's still a grape. It's like the whole thing of a fake ass or fake breast. It's still an ass. It's still it. That's what I want to say. Like, it's still an ass.
One of the rappers said, you know what? Even if she got it from her stomach, it's still natural.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Exactly, right? Exactly. So,
yeah.
Just eat, man.
Yeah, just eat.
And there's so many, like, the earth is so populated, bro. Like, it's going to be difficult to wait for things to be grown the natural way.
Yeah.
And you only get mangoes in a particular season. Some of us want mangoes every day of the year.
Exactly.
Is your dick GMO?
Nah, man, it's organic. It's free range. You know, I don't even wear underwear. It's free range. It just grows and it swings as I walk. Right?
It's allowed to roam around.
It roams around. That's it. Exactly.
It's not contained.
Nah. Nothing. No.
Okay, Rama. South African or not?
And you'll know you're right, Rama. South African, bro.
South African?
You should be vaccinated to know such.
No, I'm 1 year shy of the vaccination age.
South African.
It's a Dutch brand.
Oh.
Are you for real?
Yeah, yeah. Rama. It's a Dutch brand, Rama.
Rama, and they call it Rama that side.
Yeah.
Wow.
Zambak.
Hi.
Yo.
Hi,
Zambak. It's not South African.
It's
I don't
not.
Think it's a aye. That
it's
thing.
From England.
It's from England.
Yeah, Zambak.
Yeah, and it's for Elon, right? Like open wounds.
Mm. Yeah, if you read what Zambak is for, you'd stop putting it on your lips. It's disturbing. When you read it, you're like, oh.
But some people look like Elon. Maybe that's why. It's like, hey, I'm only mad at your face. What's going on? And that's the natural face.
It's just them cracked lips.
Sunlight.
Not South African.
South African.
Unilever, once again.
But that doesn't really answer where it's from, because like I said, it could have been a South African company and then Unilever.
No. It's from Unilever's from Britain, eh?
Yeah,
it's a British company. They started it.
Oh,
so they started the Sunlight.
Okay. Wow.
This one was tricky. Acha.
Acha. We make it here. Ah, guys.
Acha.
Yeah. Acha.
But acha, man, you can make it in your house, though.
Yeah,
with
but where
mangoes.
Is it from? Where did it originate from?
Oh,
not
India.
South Africa.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, yeah, it's not South African.
Where?
Yeah.
India?
Yeah, India.
Yeah, India.
Is it from India?
Yes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Acha comes from the Indian cuisine in South Africa. In India, it is spelled A-C-H-A-R, and the word means pickle in Hindi.
Mm.
Usually, the acha made in South Africa is made with unripe green mangoes and chilies.
Yeah.
The whole mango is used for making acha. This whole time I thought it was from Venda.
Can't you? Nope. Yeah. Nah. No. It is. Yeah. It is. It does come straight from.
Dickies.
Oh, American.
Oh yeah, it's not South African. Yeah.
It's American.
Yeah. Texas. From
yeah,
Texas.
Yeah, mm. Definitely. Yeah.
Colgate.
Not South African.
South African. I'd like to believe.
It's
South
an American company from Texas as well.
Oh.
Mm. Last but not least, Cavela.
Oh come on, man.
No, it's Italian.
Italian.
Cavela. Ooh, I remember knowing the story. It's a Cavela, man. Cavela, I'd say not South African.
Not South African.
But, I forgot the story, man.
Yeah.
Not South African.
Yeah, it's a British company.
Yeah, not South African.
You think the guys go Fosler know that?
Nah, the guys go Fosler do. Come on.
You see, all the our people have been looting the wrong companies. You see, they should be looting far. Mm.
Fuck, but I feel like my whole childhood was a scam. I thought all these products were like ours, bro.
No, not.
So what do we have as South Africans, guys?
You know, Spa is not even South African.
Yes.
Spa, it's a Dutch company also.
Oh,
yeah, Spa, the grocery shop.
Okay.
ShopRite?
Yeah. ShopRite, South African.
South African.
Yeah, South African. ShopRite, South African. Spa is not South African.
Yeah.
Crazy, right? Fuck.
I was having jollof rice the other day. Have you had jollof rice?
Oh, dude, I stay in Hillbrow. What do you mean? Have I had jollof rice?
I can make jollof rice.
Jollof!
Yes.
For real?
Yes.
Hey, it's nice, eh?
It's delicious.
Yeah, jollof rice is the best, bro. Yeah. I love jollof rice.
What other cuisine have you had from other African countries?
Oh, man, I've had all of them. I've had konshaf. That's beans mixed with some maize.
Yeah.
Umbila, corn. Mm. I've had, I forgot.
And this is from which country?
Like? Konshaf is from Cameroon, Nigeria.
Okay.
I've had...
Hey, no, one of those guys are huge.
Those guys are huge because of that, bro. Mm. I've had bitter leaf. It's almost like it's a green meal, almost like spinach. I've had arrow. also similar to spinach. I've had fufu.
Fufu.
Yeah, it's almost like bap.
Yeah.
Okay. I've had plantain.
Mm-hmm. I love plantain.
Almost everything, bro.
No wonder you're big. Eh?
Yes, and no wonder my dick is not genetically modified.
Right. We won't hear the end of this.
What about Mashonja? Have you had Mashonja?
No.
Yeah,
no, I've tasted, like, it was a bit brutal for me, but yeah.
Ha! Mashonja!
I'm not a fan, guys. Oh. I'm not a fan.
I had Mashonja first time on the show, remember? When by the pool.
Yeah. Which I cooked for the first time.
Yeah,
you And then you guys said I made it very well.
Yeah,
I was trying to make a mess out of it.
Yeah,
but
reason why I'm bringing that up is because South African's ostrich meat has hit the UK supermarket, and Australia is not impressed.
Why?
Why are they not impressed about our meat?
They're saying that birds like that shouldn't be eaten.
Mm. In Australia, they don't eat ostrich.
Yeah, so they're up in arms.
Do we really eat ostrich even here? Like, are we ostrich eating fans here?
Oh, no, I think I have
it. Yeah, I've had ostrich meat.
You've had ostrich meat?
Yeah, just like chicken.
Yeah, it is.
I guess so. Mm. But, and I sit in the shops as well. But, you know, I never just reach out and go, let me get some ostrich meat.
It's tasty.
Yeah.
Even duck meat?
Duck meat?
No, duck meat is the
I've
one.
I've had some duck cuisine.
KZN local government has warned those who looted chicken meat in Hammersdale, Durban, telling them not to eat the meat because it is contaminated.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
People are not going to chicken out of eating meat.
You know?
Never.
So, like, why were they keeping even, like, contaminated Thank meat you. In the first place?
Thank you. Why are they selling contaminated meat to begin with, bro? A chicken is a chicken is a chicken.
And why would you say it now?
Yeah.
After we stole it.
Yeah. So before we stole it, it wasn't
contaminated. Now.
It wasn't.
And they
now
spoke too late. It's finished by now. You know, we eat chicken, we don't even leave bones. You know, chow everything. Too late. We want to eat.
People are like, hey? But we are fine.
Are you guys all hoopty hoo ha about Kanye West and his album?
It hasn't dropped, the Donda.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Drop.
Didn't he push the date again?
Did he push it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you care about that?
I heard it's the old Kanye West. He's back. That's what I want to hear, music. But if he pushes it, I'm not going to lose sleep over it.
Mm.
Yeah. And also, Jay-Z's there now. Because they obviously had a fallout. We saw that.
Mm.
Jay-Z's back now with Kanye West. They're friends again, it seems. He's got a verse on one of the songs.
Yeah, he's got a dope line. He says, something about God that's a selfie.
Oh, made in the image of God. That's a self.
Yeah. Oh. I was like, Saul, is that you?
Hova. Nah, Jay-Z, man. Jay-Z is the best, bro. Best to ever do it.
I really don't care about American music anymore. I don't know if it's...
Is it?
It's like, yeah, man. It's like, fuck. Piano slaps different, man. And calm. And
we have our own good music that you should appreciate.
Yeah, I don't really care about American music. Good music. That's Kanye's label.
I mean, there's a track that I just heard with Dlala Thukzin, Sir Trill, and Mbura. It's a remix of a drum track.
Okay.
Pooza or something.
Oh.
Woo!
Woo!
Oh, I think I saw that. Woo! The video where they in the house, bring like back a house
Gom?
Party.
Yeah? Will it bring back Gom now?
I think it will, man. That song is a smash.
Oh, anything
Does anyone
to
else know it yet? Stop, Nene. Oh, that song is fire.
Is it doper than Kandashisa? Reason.
Yeah.
Because he dropped Kandashisa Reason. That also dope. Dropped it on Friday.
Yeah.
Kandashisa.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be dancing to that song.
So is it Reason or Sizwe who dropped?
I mean, it's Sizwe.
Sizwe
Alakine.
Alakine.
This is how they write it. That song is dope, man.
Mm.
Everybody's going to be dancing. The kids are going to be dancing. Even people with gonorrhea are going to be dancing. I give you when they pee Kandashisa pants. Kandashis. With burning heads. The national gonorrhea song. Kandashis.
And then season Fayalki line. Which pH is it?
Yeah, pH. Papa Simon is blowing your police off. Yeah, she's Sandra. No, but shout out to my police. I mean, he's been reviving careers.
That's a serious
careers.
Problem.
No, shout
you
out
don't
to
want that problem, please.
That's a serious problem.
Wow.
Oh, goodness gracious me. Lastly, what do you want to talk about? Oh, yeah, Dr. Dre's divorce, man. Do you guys care?
Well, I heard there's an interesting clause there. He's supposed to pay the wife how much a month?
It says music producer ordered to pay former wife monthly support of over 4 million rands for life.
For life.
Or until she remarries.
Isn't it yearly?
Monthly.
Monthly.
Until she remarries.
$300,000.
Oh, it's $4 million.
No, no, no. 4 million rand.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then she's not gonna remarry.
Why
would you marry?
Would you do that? You know, never.
But it makes me wonder: is marriage still relevant, guys?
Good question.
Hey.
Good question.
Why? Why would you even question it,
bro?
I've always wanted to get married, but I mean, what's the difference of getting married versus living with someone that you really love? And one day someone is going to die and that's it. Or one day you guys are going to wake up and decide, we're no longer in love, just leave. And there's no strings attached. There's no unentangling of, you know what I mean? Mm. All that complication that is created by signing papers. So you know, it's a good question. I think no.
Yeah,
it's not relevant anymore.
No, I feel like it's still relevant.
Obviously, you're married.
Yeah, but I'm not like do or die. You have to get married. But I'm just saying it still kind of gives you it. It's like it's that commitment that people need if you really want to settle down together and show that everyone.
Who?
No, you both each other first, like your commitment, and then everyone else to
but
know.
If me and you know we are committed, why must we need a paper?
Yeah, exactly.
How do we know we are committed? How do we know?
Because you said...
You see, talk is cheap.
But with that so-called commitment, there's guys who are married who are telling the other chicks they're pursuing that, no, we're just married, it's nothing serious. So the commitment is not the paper, because someone can sign the paper and still go behind your back.
But the thing is, the law recognizes, no matter what you're doing on the side, the law recognizes you as together.
Why does the law need to recognize our love?
Exactly.
Why does the law need to solidify our love?
Mother loves you, you know that, right?
Yeah.
Does the paper change anything?
Without the paper, you guys still could have the house you have, the child you have, and the life, the exact same life you have without being married.
That's true. That's true.
She's thinking of a retirement plan.
Yeah, because I need that kind of the 3 million, you know.
It's a transaction for you guys. No, it's a transaction.
Oh, it's benefits.
Benefits.
Oh, that's why.
There's something to it. It's just deeper than that, guys. It's just.
No, it's not. It's not. We love one another. We live together, we fat and set. If I need to send something to your family as an Lobola equivalent, so be it. Hmm. But we're not just going to sign anything.
We'll send them a case of grandeur. You know.
But you see, even the law recognizes... Like if you're thinking that I'm just talking about now the law, even the law recognizes if you go pay Lobola now, you are married. That's customary marriage. Like it's recognized, it's equivalent to... you have signed a community, you are married in community of property.
But that's if what I can
guys, but I'm just saying in the event there's any issue, the law, if your spouse, your partner now comes to and some comes forward and say, you know what, Usol, I want the house or whatever it is that I want. If you're going then saying, there, we did like Lobola, already the law is recognizing that as a form of marriage.
Hectic. And why is it the guy never gets paid? It's always the woman getting paid 4 million or whatever, a million.
Well, I guess in the event of, let's say she stayed home, she was a housewife, and then Usufunugum, she is like, no, but I've been accustomed to a certain lifestyle. So you need to take care of me because this is what I'm used to now.
So
hence, even the same thing with Dr. Dre and the wife. Hence, I think she wanted like crazy, like big amounts, but now they've just settled on this amount. But at the end of the day, she was saying that this is the life I was accustomed to, and going forward, take care of me.
So if Naga was a house husband and you were working on the podcast,
yes,
would you give him half of his half of your salary and money?
Yeah, he can claim, because if he's like, that's how I'm the one who's taking care of him.
Would you do that?
Yes, I'd have to.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's not much, but anyway,
I'm like, you know, 300 rand. You get almost 400 rand per month.
Slightly above the Sasa 350, right?
Do you know? What can I say?
Anyway, am I missing anything? Is there anything else that I'm missing out?
Guys, did you hear about the Olympics?
Yeah.
The safari outfits.
Oh, yeah. That outfit.
Yo, guys.
You know what, right? it's not a bad, I don't think it's a bad outfit to just wear, right? But I think for a whole country that is so diverse, they must just, should have just rocked tracksuits. I don't think it's appropriate to be an Olympic outfit, right?
To be just an Olympic outfit.
Yeah, because those felt schooner, those zebras, they look like game
what
rangers.
What happened? I haven't seen the Olympics.
Did you see a picture?
Let me show you.
Yeah, they'll show you a picture.
There's a picture of our outfit.
Yes, for the opening ceremony when they came in, the South Africans, so they're wearing like your safari kind of looking. They look like game rangers,
okay.
And they've got the felt schoon shoes. They were sponsored.
Holy shit.
That's our Olympic uniform.
Who did this? Maxhosa?
I'm not sure. It's not Maxhosa, but apparently it's a black lady.
Oh, black lady.
It's a Durban fashion. I think it's Durban fashion fair. I think they're part of the creative team who helped.
So what's wrong with what they're wearing?
I think people are a bit like, whoa.
Yeah, I think it's a dope outfit. I just don't think it's cool for the Olympics. Just wear track suits. Because we've always worn track suits.
But they're sponsored by, what was it, Mr. Price? Because they will be wearing the track suits and whatever other outfits they were given.
Oh, so these were just for the opening?
These are for the opening ceremony,
I think personally it's a dope outfit. It's cool, man. Look, guys, they're there to get medals. Let them get medals. We don't really care.
I guess in future, for me, I'd love to see them maybe being sponsored by Batu sneakers, you know? Nicer.
That would be dope, actually.
Because that looks like something Johan Rupert would wear.
Yeah, exactly.
But doesn't he own Mr. Price? I'm sure he owns
felt school shoes. He owns them. Basically, our team is sponsored by Johan Rupert.
It's
very clear.
Anything else that I left out? So,
have you guys watched Bongani Fassie's thing?
Oh yeah.
When are we having him? Because Bongani Fassie said that Lance, this is what he said, that Lance feeds some of his artists or gives them drugs so that their judgments are clouded.
Crazy.
Now Lance is suing Bongani Fassie.
Is he suing?
He's suing and he's suing Moja Love.
Shit. But he was on the episode.
He was on the episode.
So
as
he
well.
Didn't know they were gonna say that.
No, obviously he didn't know. I don't think. Was he on the episode?
Yes.
You know, so he's cool with Bongani.
They're not together.
They're cordial.
Yeah. So now he's suing.
Fuck.
Yeah, he's suing everyone.
Shit.
Right? Because it's his name.
It's blasphemy. Yeah.
It's I don't know if it's blasphemy.
Blasphemy. Yeah.
I don't know if it's blasphemous.
I don't know what it means. What does it mean? I just like you saying it. What does it mean to be blasphemous?
I think we need a dictionary.
What does it mean to be blasphemous?
It's like speaking. It's like
something very offensive, but it's almost
it's like speaking ill of Jesus.
Jesus, yeah.
Right?
Oh. Yeah.
Like speaking ill of Jesus or like making Jesus a simple like
the action like or offense of speaking sacrilegiously about God.
Yes.
Oh no, it's not blasphemous.
No, definitely not.
Take that out. That sounds stupid, eh?
How you're making Lance seem like Jesus.
Listen to you see this podcast for vocabulary.
No, you're using the words wrong.
Technocrat.
Sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wanna see when are we having Bongani actually?
Think first week of August?
Are we?
Yeah, but we are having him. But I want to stop saying when we're having artists because then every day is like, hey, when is the interview?
Yeah.
Where's the JR interview?
Ooh. Hey, I'm under Black.
Yeah, where's the Under Black interview? Where's this? So, hey, it's fine. And Knock Music!
Yes, sir.
What are
you doing? Oh,
wow. Fuck. What's Knock doing?
You guys have a new person on the panel.
Come here. Man. Wearing that pop shirt of yours. Must burn that shirt.
Why are you promoting Stay Soft? He's here promoting Stay Soft. With the Stay Soft colors. Well, what is this? Come sit amongst chiefs. Come sit amongst chiefs.
I see that.
I
see that anyone can get a podcast job these days if he's here.
Oh!
It must be that easy.
It means
I should be here because me and Aksha are responding.
The blasphemy!
Who's Jesus here?
Oh, now the blasphemy!
Do not insult our goat!
That's fine. Do you think so?
Good to see you,
hey, man. Good one, bro. Nah, good one. Give him a t-shirt.
We're working on something with Knock, but I can't announce. They're going to say, where's the Knock?
Oh,
where's the Knock? but working on something.
Oh, nice.
Keep your eyes glued to the screen.
Oh, what songs? Music?
I'm not going to say. Otherwise, I'm going to say, hey, where's the Knock song? Where's the what? Oh, I should do a song with Knock, ne?
Do a song with Knock.
Do a song with Knock.
Do a song, man.
Now that she's here, we've got Mike, we've got Aya.
We'll do a 22 remix of Mkuzin. give some life support.
Let Mkuzeni go, man. You know, it's a cow that is out of milk and is still trying to milk it. You're still trying to get
a massy out of it.
No, man.
It's like you are trying, hey? You're trying to get in Komazi.
Anyway, yeah. I want to send a big shout out, man, to Israel. Am I saying his name? Because I always get it wrong.
Oh. Israel.
Israel Makwe. No, it's
Matsekezulu.
Matsekezulu.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to him, man. We got us a million views.
Like, who would have thunk?
Yeah.
And I never, like, who would have thought that the million is going to come from him? Because we all thought maybe Zotwa Bantu because of the sex and whatnot. And it came from, and I think that's the best interview to get a million from because it stands for what the show is about.
Exactly.
Yeah, shout out to him, man.
All right, let's give him a call.
No, let's ring him up.
Wow, let's call him. And you know he's never used WhatsApp. This is the first time he's using WhatsApp.
What?
This guy lives in a world of his own.
Real G's don't use WhatsApp, bro. No.
Israel Matseke Zulu.
Legend.
Came orange.
Legend.
Nando.
Eita.
Manoma Kujane.
Sir,
we're just calling you to let you know that the episode we did, it reached a million views in less than 2 months, Baba.
Wow, that's amazing, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't mean we have a million rand to give you, but just views.
I wish I had that million rand in my account.
We've been getting a lot of feedback on our side. We're now on your side. What are people saying about the interview?
Yeah, I've
received a positive response since it was flying. Even now, everybody is talking about it.
Wow. And when the looting happened, because you did say, you know, you predicted some of the things that were happening in the country in that episode.
Yeah, you know, some of us, I think God or something powerful is speaking in our voices. It's not us who are talking, but spiritual power, I can say.
Thank you so much, Malume. We just wanted to say thank you and good luck with everything that you're doing. You are a legend. We love you. And when our numbers start going down, we'll call you so we can get another milli.
I know business people think like that all the time.
Thank you, Malume.
Hey, Tara, thank you very much.
Danko.
Surprising.
Legend.
Ooh. Double danko.
Danko, danko.
You know what that means, double danko, eh?
What does it mean?
Thank you twice.
Yes.
Thank you a mil. Thanks a milli.
How?
So double danko is just thanks, and then double danko is thanks a milli.
How? Why?
Okay.
Double danko.
Danko.
Okay.
Danko.
Doesn't make sense, but danko. Yeah, okay.
Like, danko.
Double. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Cool. Cool. All right, cool, man. Yeah, so that was Israel, man. Dope guy, man. Love him to bits. We are here, podcast and chill.
Did I
what?
That felt short.
That felt very short, actually.
Very the show? Short.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an hour, 10 minutes.
Is it?
Yeah, man.
No, I want to talk about the dome.
Oh yes,
guys. The dome.
Oh, my word, the dome.
Like, it hurts.
Guys, no ways. The dome. Too many rest in peace these days, man. Rest in peace to the dome.
Oh, it's man, that was sad.
Dude.
That was sad.
Like, it's
now.
I watched.
It's almost like it's taking away all the shows that one has enjoyed and just gone there.
The last one I watched was Post Malone. Chance the Rapper. When he brought out the Soweto Gospel Choir.
Yes. Yes.
There's something about the dome. Like, I remember when J. Cole came and there's like 20,000-30,000 people.
Yeah.
And the lights go dark.
Yeah.
And then he came.
Ooh.
And then he sang, "Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved." Like, when the crowd goes crazy, it sends shivers down your spine, dog. Yo, the dome. I watched 50 Cent there.
Yeah.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
I went 50.
Casper.
I didn't go to that one.
You didn't go?
Did you go?
Yeah.
Did you go?
I didn't, but I mean, 20,000 people went. Oh, what's the number? But it was packed.
Yeah.
And so Casper is the only South African rapper to fill up the dome, and that's history. It's closed.
It's
done.
Closed.
I'm just glad someone did it. Mm. Now it's a dealership.
Dog.
A dealership.
How much is We Buy Cars making, bro?
They're cleaning money.
They are cleaning money.
No waste, bro.
Well, you know what? I guess people just call them left, right, and center. Like, I need, like, I want to sell my car, and they come collect all these cars.
Who else did you guys watch?
Kevin Hart, I remember when.
Oh, you went there.
Oh, yes. You were there.
Oh, nice.
I've actually gone to see a number of comedians. Mm. Yeah, Jeff. Is it Jeff? The guy with puppets. I went there.
Oh, Dunham or something.
Yeah, Duna.
That,
yeah.
I'll kill you.
Yeah, I'll kill you.
Kill you. Yes. I see him. He's very good.
You?
That's no.
And a lot of artists, yeah.
You haven't watched a single artist at the Dome?
At the Dome? No.
Zero.
Zero.
Out of all that came?
No, nothing.
Oh, wow.
Zero.
So you've never been to the Dome, Gatlegal?
He's filling up the other dome.
No, I haven't. Zero. Zero, 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 zero. And no FOMO. It's like, okay.
You never went to one of the Castle Light gigs?
No.
Shit.
Never. Even when like I had tickets, I just wouldn't go. Even when like I was working on radio and would get tickets, like, nah.
Yeah, but you don't like events, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not really. Yeah, I'm a bit of, you know.
And
weirdo.
We're meant to do Cardi B before Corona.
Mm.
We're going to broadcast live
at the
Dome when she was meant to come through.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We had a lockdown with Castle Light. Mm. Oh, man, that was going to be sweet. We were going to interview her. Yeah, man. Fuck.
Delicious.
Let's talk to Rupert. Doesn't he own the Dome? Doesn't he own the Dome?
No, he probably does. Mm. Somehow.
Or maybe he owns We Buy Cars.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Mm.
That's anyway, why the
we are here. Yeah, don't
we
forget.
We buy cars and countries then. If he owns the Dome, it's We Buy Cars and countries. If Rupert owns it.
We buy countries.
We buy countries. He doesn't. Rupert buying cars. Oh, that nigga buys countries, man.
And we're still giving away an Oppo. Yes.
Oppo,
here
Oppo.
We go.
Oppo
A74 phone. All you got to do is SMS chiller to 3328.
When does the competition end?
End of July. The last day. Let me check on my calendar. It's the 20 something.
That's next week, though?
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
Oh, this week when it comes
this
out.
Week, yeah,
this week.
It ends Friday the 30th.
Mm.
Friday the 30th of July.
Sweet.
That's the last time you can enter. Win yourself an Oppo. Just SMS chiller 33282. President is speaking tomorrow. Do you think he's going
to
open the country?
He
What's
has
going
to.
On?
He has to open.
He has to.
He doesn't have a choice. He has to open.
What the numbers are going down.
Alcohol.
So that's all?
That's it. Opening the country is that.
Because we're still doing the same shit we're doing.
But we're drinking. He's opening out. Throats, essentially.
Yeah,
that's it.
And obviously just shifting the curfew.
Yeah, I think nightclubs as well. Like, you know, this 9 o'clock
we don't,
thing.
We don't groove, so.
No, we don't groove, but, you know, events, man.
Events, you know? Yeah.
Like normal events. So that's it, really.
I bought Hennessy for $8.50 the other day.
I remember.
Sure.
Yeah. And I bought another one.
Ah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Hey, $8.50. Where are you getting this money from?
Hey.
Hey, wait.
You know something we don't know.
It's $8.50.
Hey, yo.
What's the most you bought during lockdown?
The most?
Yeah, from my friend.
Bro, it was a Jameson for $500.
What were you the getting
plane,
the money
the
from?
Plane, the plain one.
Where are you getting the money from?
Oh, this one. Which one?
Where did you get your money?
Well, you got yours. We're getting it from the same fountain, bro.
Because, lady.
I got an Amarula for 500 rand.
Oh, that's a rip-off.
Yeesh.
How much 500? Is Amarula normally?
Yeah, it was like four. No, it was an Amarula, 500. But it was a 1 liter one.
The 1 liter,
yeah,
okay,
one
makes
liter,
sense.
500 rand.
Yeah. I remember you wanted me to get it for your birthday, man.
Yeah, and you also failed to get it until I had to hustle.
No, I'll
it
rock
for
you.
Myself.
Don't worry, I'll rock you.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, for 850 you can get two, right?
Plus change.
Plus change.
We are here, podcast and chill. Boom!
To advertise.
advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.